A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Lent, I need to tell you something.
Yeah, Austin.
That it's,
Hi.
I want to say...
I'm sitting here. You look great in this.
I love you.
I love you, too. Love you, too.
I love you like a sister. Like a sister. You know, like a... love a sister. A sister that you want fucked.
Whose sister? Whose sister? Whose sister? Like a sister. Like a sister. Like a sister. Yeah.
And I...
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
okay.
And I called you and I told you that I wanted to date you.
Okay.
But
Lindsay, don't activate.
But I was at a Fish concert like I do every year on New Year's Eve. And I called you and I told you I wanted to date you. And I was not in my right mind. I was on a lot of drugs.
You're fucking 33 years old. Who goes to a Fish concert when they're 33 years old, Austin?
It's what I do. I look like
an
overgrown Keebler elf.
What? I don't understand, but...
I don't
you hugged
Lindsay.
Me and you told me, this is the year, 2021. You're going to fuck me. I mean, date me. I mean,
I had been on Molly for 4 days.
Like a sister.
Here's the thing.
What?
You're the friend I can lay in bed with and watch a movie with and sometimes touch your boob.
But you set goals. When you say goals, I wrote them down on my list. It's written down.
You're scaring me.
I used blue ink, Austin. I can't erase this.
Can you be a cool girl?
Like a sister.
Can we move on?
Yeah. Sure. It's fine. It's just, you know, I'll just be single. Be lonely.
Why are your eyes spinning around?
Because I'm never having kids now.
And scene.
Poor Lindsay.
I thought
Poor
this
Lindsay.
Went much better than I thought
much
it would.
Much better than I thought
she,
it would.
She
oh, had, I hit your lamp.
You always hit that lamp.
I do hit your lamp.
She went through the stages of grief really quickly.
Really, really quick. I have to say... First of all, y'all, welcome to Winter House.
Welcome to Winter House.
Season 3, episode 3. As
Winter
I told Poop,
House.
We're halfway through. I think they're only doing
six episodes.
We think. And I don't know if they're doing a reunion or not. I kind of... Would they do a reunion of this
Yeah,
show?
They would. They probably would.
Andy Cohen will do anything for money. I can respect him for that. So, but a slippery slope is this episode.
Slippery slope.
Or as Poodle likes to say, that's what they called him in college.
There he goes.
He's
covered in lube.
Lube
again.
Lube and butter. But you're right. Let's think about Lindsay Hubbard. Let's think about Hubs and her past. They even showed a clip of her past.
I forgot about Payman. I forgot about the guy she was dating for a while and who he's like, oh, she looks hot. It's like, that girl's hot. And she told one of the girls in the house, one of the twins, I think. She's like, oh, yeah, she's hot. And Lindsay's like, she's hot. Like, on the phone. She'll never learn.
But the fact that she, I thought she would explode.
Oh, I think she did a really great job of playing it off.
She really went through. Now, that said, She looked like she wanted to murder Austin the rest of the entire episode.
And now I don't know if you know this. They were on Watch What Happens Live a while back, a couple, like last week. And apparently after that and the way he talked about her, mm-hmm. she's taking a break from their friendship.
Oh.
That's what she said, yeah. So she, I think she's kind of done with him.
But the kids...
Who wouldn't be?
Who would? But here's the deal. Like we said before, Lindsay can't be friends with guys.
Nope.
Unless they're already in a relationship.
Yep. Yep. And especially, he has... And the thing is, he's done worse because he's engaged her emotionally.
And he's only been broken up from Madison for 3 months. And y'all, that relationship at least it needs a year of being single.
Oh, because
she fucked him over. Fucked him over.
She left him. She
just broken.
Like birds are were pecking yes. off the flesh of his bones.
Just open wounds.
But what's interesting is he was getting things from Lindsay that only he needed, and he did not realize that she just he should have never said things like, "I'm going to date you this year, Lindsay Hubbard." You know, because Lindsay goes like, "Yes, it's going on my list."
She literally wrote that down in ink in her little book.
5-year plan.
5-year plan. Meanwhile, Austin is fucking doing shrooms at a Fish concert
for y'all, 4 days.
Y'all, if you're, I mean, I guess
he
if it's
smelled like corn chips.
My dad's last ex-wife, her son, followed Fish around for like 2 years.
Yeah.
He also has had a lot of problems with substances. He's doing great now, I think.
Good. Good to hear.
But I'm just saying, we had a guy, what was his name? Matt. It was Matt something. He was in freshman. He was in a cappella choir with me at UNT. I can't remember his last, but he loved Fish too. Great musician. I'm not dogging Fish, but I'm just saying, if you're above the age of like 30.
There's a lot of Fish heads who are older, though.
All you're doing is traveling around with Fish, and you don't have a trust fund. How are you paying for this?
It does seem like it would lead to a lot of, let's just say, wasted time.
Yeah, because you don't go. I'm all about being passionate. That's your thing. But the thing is, it's not like you go to a Fish concert or a Grateful Dead concert and don't get blasted.
I think that is generally a necessity. Y'all come at us if you maybe go to a Fish concert and you're sober.
I don't mean this. I've never heard of it. Yeah.
If you're not, high as a kite.
I love Fish. I love some of their hits.
Like what?
Mountain Water Runs Dry.
Like what?
I don't know them at all.
I know. Anyway, I just got to say, Lindsay Hubbard is always upfront about if you tell her something, you better goddamn well do it.
She is a woman of not just her word, but of your words.
Yeah.
And you need to be impeccable. She read that 5 agreements and she and she took it all to fucking heart.
4 agreements. You just added one.
What would be the 5th agreement, Poodle? What would be the 5th agreement?
The 5th agreement is...
Or for Lindsay Hubbard.
Lindsay's 5th agreement would be, don't put me on a... I'm not a back burner girl.
I'm not a back burner girl. Yeah, I didn't say that. She did say that. She said that. Not to Austin, but she said it in the moment. Because she said, he just wants to keep me around.
She's right. She's completely right.
Yeah.
He toyed with her. He lied to her. Because in... And I was saying this to a friend earlier. Austin is a better. I can't believe I'm saying nice things about Austin because I generally don't like him. Austin is a better person than he gets an edit on the show for.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
I
think he's a dog, but I don't think he's such a dog.
No, no, no. They
also don't think he's as dumb as they edit.
Oh, absolutely not. He's actually much smarter than that.
I think so too.
Yeah. That's his role in the show, and he knows it. Craig also knows his role in the show.
Yeah,
and he knows, and also they think now. I do believe that Austin and Craig's relationship is the most authentic thing we'll ever see.
It's true,
and y'all, in a way, it's in game them. They are bros. They are each other's person.
They're going to be in a nursing home together one day.
Yeah. And I'm glad Greg will they be have one another.
Hairless. We should, y'all, by the way, sending our love out to Charleston. They're having flooding right now. So apparently really bad flooding.
Yeah.
So Charleston sissies, we're thinking of you.
Good thing there's no climate change. Sorry.
Just ruined my point.
Anyway, I was being facetious.
No. Lindsay's kind of like, okay, I guess we're just going to go back to being friends. Yeah,
but that was the big deal. That was the big... This episode was kind of a snooze, you guys.
She said to him, by the way, just don't pick me up and tell me you're going to date me again. Because he literally said that. And honestly, Paige says this later, but she says this about Andrea. Andrea. How do you say his
Andrea.
Name? Andrea, yeah. It kind of is, not to say this all about... I'm not saying this for all men, but... Austin pursued her. They were flirting. And then they banged. And now he doesn't want to be your...
How dare you say that all men just want to bang and then they're not interested anymore?
Yeah.
I don't agree with that at all.
Yeah, this isn't a mirror for you
at all. I can't even keep
a
straight face.
Not a mirror at all.
She's right. In general.
In general.
You have to develop an emotional connection. You have to,
yeah.
You have to, and it's hard for men to do that. I'm not making excuses for men in this way, but for a lot of men, it's hard for them to do that right away. And women oftentimes are quicker at that than men.
And especially, I mean, they talked about it on this double date.
Because of men's vulnerability.
Because of this Peter Pan syndrome that's so, what you said is, you know, rampant in Charleston.
And in New York City, which is very true. And the thing is, men want to run from vulnerability as long as they, and only when they get a little older, because men, that's why they were having that conversation of the dating where they were talking about dating men that were older. And that's great because men mature so much later than women.
But Lindsay is older. She's in her 30s.
She is.
But do you think that just to play devil's, that, you know, misogyny comes from women and men and things like, and so just thinking of that chicken or the egg concept of men run away from vulnerability. Do women, I don't know, I'm asking, maybe sissies know, when you were younger and dating in your 20s, did they allow or keep, you know, open the door for men to be vulnerable? Or, because I know some people, like, and we see this a lot on reality shows, when they're in their 20s, when they way they describe a quote unquote man they want to date, it is like they want the Prince Charming, who sweeps them off their
feet. So there is that. I think that's a great point.
So like, I don't know if, but I can imagine that, you know, maybe they're getting that. But
I think that a lot of women, especially women in their early 20s, are already trying to figure out what they want, and their idea of kind of intimacy, they're trying to encourage it very quickly.
Yeah.
They're trying. And for men, oftentimes that is I feel like I'm speaking at a men's rights conference. And I'm not.
Kind of like.
I'm not trying to explain men.
You're like, what's his name from 90 Day?
I'm like Ash.
Ash.
Men, women have their emotional feelings.
Men aren't emotional at all.
But I think.
Remember when we thought Ash was the crazy one? And it turns out Avery was just bonkers.
But I just want to say that the idea of when for a guy will turn and run for that, but especially for young guys in their 20s because they're terrified of vulnerability.
I think they're terrified of vulnerability
because
as well.
You have to because y'all masculinity in a traditional American sense, there's not a lot of room for vulnerability.
You have to be taught vulnerability in this society.
You have to be taught.
It's true.
Carefully taught.
But luckily, by the time women reach their 30s, usually, y'all, if you're a woman in your 30s and you're dating and you're looking for Prince Charming, you're in the minority. Because all my girlfriends, by the time they're 30, realize Prince Charming is dead.
And Prince Charming's not real.
It's not real.
Prince Charming, he gay.
Yeah. Prince Charming's a big Mary. Sucks a dick. Sucks a dick.
And as I said, I will always say this, find someone you can tolerate. who you can wake up next to and you can have a nice conversation yes. with, who you don't want to strangle.
Yes.
And that, and that, make that your person.
Exactly. All right, Poodle, what's your first little we just want to remind y'all real quick. If you want to go to our New York City and our Chicago shows, those are still on sale.
Live shows.
Go to Live, Reality Gays. Live, Laugh, Live. Go to realitygays.com. We're about to do our... Are you all right, Poots? Oh, no. She had a coughing fit.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Keep talking.
Okay, I can pause the show.
All right, I'm back.
We're back.
Almost died.
He almost died. We're back. So go to the Linktree link. That's going to have our live show information. Again, that, and we're sold out on the Saturdays, but we have shows on Friday night. And again, for our people that love Watch What Crappens, remember their show is on Thursday night in New York, the night before our Friday night show. So you can go to both.
And as well, if you want to make it a whole weekend of us, we've said this before, know that these shows, Friday and Saturday shows, are going to be different shows. We're going to be talking about
New York Saturday is sold out. Oh, wait, there's like maybe like two seats left.
But I'm saying if you already have tickets for Saturdays and you're Saturday, like, yeah. I want to go on Friday too, it's going to be a different show.
You just want to get DP'd?
Yeah. By us and Crappens?
If you want to, that's a 3P.
That's the gayest DP ever.
That's the gayest. But if you want to get DP'd, if you want to get DP gay, go to both shows. We'll be there. I wanted to say that Poodle is on a podcast that just dropped. These are their stories.
you're pointing at me like
a point.
I'm searching for this. Yeah. I'm on the Law and Order pod. These are their stories with Kevin. And it's, I had a lot of fun talking about a classic SVU episode.
Yep.
Check it out. It was an episode with Carol Burnett.
We'll put in the link tree. We should do
and
that.
We had a lot of fun. And
dung, dung.
I was talking about ascots and turbans.
Oh, wow.
Carol Burnett's early days in musicals.
Wow, you really just...
I gayed the fuck out of that place.
Went in there and said, gay, 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 gay. I suck a dick all day, day, day.
I think I did mention group sex and rub and tug.
Wow.
And
wow.
Yeah. And I did talk about Mama's Family. So, and wow. And that's when someone who was listening went, yeah, this is too gay for me.
Yeah, I'm turning this off.
As soon as you bring up Vicki Lawrence.
Yeah. I want to go see them on tour.
They don't, what?
They go do a tour. She does a tour of the first half she does as Vicki Lawrence. And the second
Shut
half.
Up.
And the second half she
that's
does it.
Real?
She does as Mama.
I want to see that.
Yeah, we should go.
I wonder if there's anybody besides old gay men.
No. Well, it is. It's old straight people. Because I've seen Carol Burnett speak like four times, y'all, because she's like my number one. And every time I go, I'm usually, you know you're old when you're the youngest gay person there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the age. There's not gay men in their 30s going to see Carol Burnett.
Rarely. Yeah.
If you are, come at me. Let me know. And if she's playing in Los Angeles, you can bet I'm going to be there.
So my first teabag, I need to talk about, they're doing a beer bash and everyone has to have a drinking buddy. Jason came with this game. This is so fucking stupid. He continues to be about as interesting as boiled potatoes.
I was going to say paint primer. Either one. Actually, you know what? At least boiled potatoes are somewhat good.
Or, I don't know, like unseasoned oatmeal.
I like plain oatmeal.
But no salt?
No. Yeah, I don't put salt in it. I make myself eat it. I like it now. I hated it at first.
Sounds lovely.
I do put cinnamon in it. So yeah.
Okay.
That's seasoned. Yeah, you're right.
Sounds delicious.
Sounds delicious. Who gives a shit? But you're right. He's boring.
And no wonder Gabby doesn't want to date him.
Yeah.
You just go, he starts talking, you just go.
Y'all, because I'm telling you now, this is what Gabby needs in a relationship. She needs excitement.
Yeah, she needs drama.
And that means drama, and that means love, and that means intense feelings.
Yep.
And that means she's going to end up breaking up with him and peeing on their pillow and then locking the door when she leaves.
But I just want to point out that this is the... I think this is the failing of this show, is that I kind of wish we'd went outside and not let Julia cast this show. Because I think if we had found other people who had been on Summer House before, mm-hmm. like friends of theirs, instead of these weird model people.
Or who, even like more, I'm surprised they pulled no one else from Southern Charm.
I don't think they could insure anyone, probably.
Well, Catherine's not coming. Yeah. Cam's done.
Leva's married, and she's probably working
Leva's
on her.
Leva's not going to do this.
No, so there's no one else.
It's because Austin and Craig are the only ones that haven't grown the fuck up.
That's true.
That's really when you think of...
Yeah, who Danny's else? Got a relationship.
Danny would never be... would hate this.
I think they need people who are going to drink.
Yeah.
And they need younger people. Austin's the oldest person in the house. Well, Kyle and Austin are the oldest people in the house. Because Austin's 36.
Yeah, I don't know who they would have
Or 33.
Gotten. Yeah.
Because Kyle is 37.
They could have gotten, what's his name, who was on this season? The guy that you thought was so hot, who had the kid. He lived in California.
Oh, Pringle.
They could have gotten Pringle.
They could have gotten Pringle.
Pringle, but Pringle would have looked so old on this fucking show. He would have looked so old. They just would have called him Daddy.
That's true. I think they also needed more young, unspoiled meat.
Yeah.
to
nobody on this show has kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
I think that's change. Necessary.
That changes things. Yeah.
Yeah. That's very true. I think, I don't know. I feel like we could have at least had someone other than Julia know these four people.
I 100% agree.
Because obviously, to me, the experiment did not work. Except for Paige and the Italian guy. And everybody
well,
else
Sierra.
Is, but they already knew her.
That's true.
She was...
But they didn't go to Summer House when she was on it.
That's true.
So they maybe knew of her, but
she's already vouched for.
What do you mean she's already vouched for?
In other words, she's part of the, group.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The others just feel like... It just feels like they put four pod people in there. They're not really real yet.
Even if they brought, like, let's say three people each had a friend, because Paige's friend, like, bring Julie, because she's Paige's
Julia.
Friend. Julia, sorry. And then.
I'm going to have to correct that the rest of the time.
And then, you know, and then, like, Amanda could bring a friend.
I totally agree.
Or it all makes. It
That's really
makes,
how Summer House worked.
Yeah, they brought would bring one friend, but not.
But
this
I think
person
that would
know.
Stop them from hooking up with one another. I think that's why they had to find this new blood.
But the deal is, though, is that two of the friends that Julia, two of the friends that Julia brought were trying to hook up with one another and not trying to hook up with people they don't know because they already knew each other. So, you know,
right.
So what the fuck?
And also, Julia brought a friend who we'll find out later. She basically ended her last relationship because she was involved
in
it.
So it is. So not only Julia. Now, that is interesting that Julia brought a friend and now is fighting with said friend.
True. I just find these, I don't feel like the vibe is the same. I don't feel like the house, the big failure of Winter House.
I don't love it. I like talking about it with you, but I don't love it.
Is the vibe feels, no, it feels two things. The vibe feels desperate.
It feels desperate and forced.
And also, it feels very Handmaid's Tale, like who's going to hook up tonight, and very pressuring everyone to have a mate in the house. Yeah. Summer House never had that.
No.
It was about having fun.
Well, that's what we talked about. The show is Summer House was about a release from coming
right.
to, and from the summer, we talked about there, we don't understand what is the need.
This should be called Summer House Winter Bang Trip.
Honestly, if they all said, even though probably some of us are tired of hearing it, but they've all said, I'm tired of staying in the city and being locked down because of COVID, and I finally have a chance to go out in nature and be
yep.
with people I don't know and fuck around. That's all the premise I need.
I think
call it COVID house.
I think Bravo goes the extra mile to justify a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because I think they want it to be so real. Anyway, that's my teabag, how boring Jason is still.
Let's talk about, because you brought it up. My next one is, that's where the producer talks to ask Gabby, like, has Julia ruined past relationships for you? And Gabby's like, you can't see me right now, y'all, but I'm just kind of, you know when your mouth's
ruminating.
Open and you're rubbing in the bottom of your teeth, and she goes, yeah. Y'all,
this, Julia is an instigator, y'all.
This is,
I did not see this.
This is fresh.
Yeah.
This is fresh. And
I don't think I'd want to cross Gabby.
No.
Just putting that out there.
No.
You're right. She'd pee on your pillow.
Single white female vibes.
Yeah.
For sure.
I agree.
And so, but this comes up because Julia has told Gabby that she, or I'm sorry, Gabby has told Julia that
she's
into
Luke.
And Julia said, okay, well, I'll talk to him when we have a chance. Well, y'all, they're partying and they're drinking and doing this party, and all the guys, much to Poodle and I's happiness, are taking their shirts off and dance. First, Andrea starts it. And
boy,
then
his body's kind of nuts.
It is, but Luke's looks great,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
And so Luke's dancing without a shirt.
And she throws, Julia's got panties, which I assume are hers, sticking it down his pants.
And look, this would not have bothered me because it's like you're in this house, you're all drinking, you're
right.
Just being. But Gabby,
well,
Gabby's a little close to the fire on this one.
The point is, she's been burned before.
She's been burned,
and the idea of this is like if you mm-hmm. liked a guy, mm-hmm. and I had already kind of fucked around with your relationship before,
uh-huh.
and you told me that you liked a guy, and you saw me up in him again, you're like, Poodle's just doing what he normally does.
But I wouldn't be upset about it because I would say, Poodle's doing what he normally does.
But it would come to a point where you're like, you were burned before.
Yes, burned before. Yeah. But she apparently was her last boyfriend. I mean, she talks later to, I mean, I guess we can talk about that now because we jump all over the place. But so they're dancing, she's upset, but we find out Gabby's talks to Hubs. Wait, Gabby's talking to, was it Lindsay or who was she talking to where she confided that it was just her last boyfriend that Julia helped break up.
Oh, God.
Paige.
Paige.
It was a Paige because she says, I have my limit with her. My last relationship broke up because of her.
And Paige is like, damn.
And now she knows that I like Luke and she's all grinding with him. And I'm like, babe, we're dancing. Like, it's a part. I didn't think it was that big deal.
I think it's more of, it feels like a betrayal for her. But
yeah.
I
think a lot of things feel like a betrayal to Gabby.
Yeah. Did you see? And also, this is to extend a Gabby point. Luke goes and talks to Gabby, and she's like, yeah, I'm reading a book on personalities and training just to figure out how to work the house.
Yeah.
I'm like, honey, this is not something you put on camera.
No.
This feels manipulative and gross.
And then Luke's like, what's that wall up there with all those Post-its? And she, I guess she writes things on Post-its, and then each day she blindly picks a Post-it, and that's how she lives her day.
Did you see any of them?
I did not. Did you?
One said, why be a leaf if you can be a tree? I'm making that up. It didn't.
Oh, it didn't.
No.
Oh, I would believe that.
But you know they're just...
Probably.
Insipid.
They're probably, yeah. They're probably on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, it's not gonna be good. We're gonna talk about that. Actually, we'll talk about that later about Julia and Gabby having interaction. Let us go to break, Poodle. And we will get back to it.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle? or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songpinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Hello, Julia. Well, hello, Julia. You don't get to play matchmaker this time out.
No, you don't, Julia.
It seems that we find out that Julia has been trying to get Gabby and Jason together. Mm-hmm. And at one point, and I don't think she's told Gabby about this.
No.
This is the thing. I think Julia could be a very devious person.
I think she has the potential to be great reality TV.
We did not see this coming. She hid a lot of this kooky behavior.
Yes, I like her on this show because I think she gives good. I think her friends she brought are just boring as
hell.
Yeah,
they are.
Because I think Gabby's even boring to me.
Yeah, she is.
But yeah, I think there's much more that's beneath the surface of her.
Gabby basically says, yeah, I'm not interested in Jason at all. So y'all, that's off the table.
That's off the table.
Yeah.
Which means
Gabby to be involved with Luke, possibly. There are hints that Lindsay and Jason will get together. I will tell you now, that's not going to go well.
Well, y'all, that is like a male hummingbird trying to fuck a female bald eagle.
That's how they fuck.
Exactly.
She would eat his lunch.
She would eat his lunch, his testicles, his penis, his taint.
He might like that, though.
He might like it. She would eat him up, but maybe he is attracted.
It's great for a vacation.
He's attracted to Gabby, and she's a little extreme, so maybe he likes it.
Maybe he needs to be dominated. He needs to be Lindsay'd.
Maybe.
Needs
maybe.
A good hub house.
Poor Lindsay, when she said, I thought this was going to be a fun, flirty 2-week vacation, but I'm just here alone. I'm here alone.
She
sucks.
She's just my favorite.
Where are we going to turn up? Somebody Austin, make out with me.
Austin and I can communicate with each other with our eyeballs.
With our eyeballs.
See, the thing about Lindsay.
We don't have to talk.
She says stuff like that anyone else would say it. If Gabby said that, we would both go, okay, that's scary. But when Lindsay says it, it's amazing.
It's amazing. I'm like, oh, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Because she kind of means it, and she's so sincere when she says it.
She is sincere about it. So it's the next day, and things are awkward because Julie realized the beer fest. Yeah, and Julie realized that Gabby isn't talking to her. And so they're going out. They're outside doing, I don't know, y'all, snow stuff. There's a lot of outside snow stuff. It looks horrible to me. It just looks cold. The skiing looked kind of fun, but that's all I'd want to do.
What did you think about Kyle's emotional moment? I totally forgot to mark that. I know it was a drunk moment, but we forget Kyle has that, you guys. He will cry every season.
Thank you for bringing that up. Yes, because he was looking for Amanda, couldn't find her. You know, Amanda, it's sickeningly sweet.
Got to get those tongue exercises.
That they're both upset at each other, or they get hurt by one another because they love each other so much.
I know.
And because, y'all, she's upset because he's not paying attention to her because she loves him and she wants to spend time with him. And he needs to cool off, but he's been so stressed out, especially because they moved their wedding, because he loves her so much and he wants everything to go well for her.
And he's like, I don't do enough.
And he wants to take, yes. And so they find, he's like, where's Amanda? My dick's wet.
I didn't know where you were.
Where are you? And then Amanda, she's crying.
She starts crying.
And even Amanda's like, we love each other a lot. And I'm like, if I didn't like y'all, this would make me want to throw up on my television.
I've seen them for a while. So yeah. I just know it's something they do.
Yeah.
Anyway, you were talking about that. But
no, I was going to talk about the Gabby and Julie confrontation?
Ooh. Woo. Nothing is colder than what's colder than the weather is that scene.
That scene. Woo! Okay, y'all. So this did not, I thought this would, well, okay. I want to ask you a question. Who seemed more, I'm trying to use this word because I don't like to say crazy because women get called crazy. So I guess who seemed more unhinged or?
Julia.
Okay. All right.
And ready to dig in.
Okay. And why?
It didn't seem like Julia was there to understand why Gabby was
so what
upset.
Gabby was saying, you don't understand. That's what Gabby's point was.
Yeah.
She said that. Okay. Sorry, I just had a hiccup. Go ahead.
But Julia immediately starts defending herself.
She does. She doesn't seem like she's listening a lot.
And there's this, I don't know. I got a vibe. She's like, well, what are you telling me? Are you thinking that I'm just dancing? And I understand if she might be upset by it, that it did seem like a small thing. But if you guys are friends, maybe take it back to, let's diffuse this first.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see what you seem to be hurting.
Yeah, it was a little bit. Julia was almost offended by just the moment of,
because
she kept saying, but because y'all, if you didn't know the history, you would kind of watch this and say, why is Gabby upset? She just danced with this guy and that was it. But Gabby's not upset about, Luke.
Gabby said she ruined my last relationship.
She's upset about her last relationship and she's upset about past.
The past is the past is the past.
She's upset about things that have happened previously in their friendship. Yeah.
So
this is coming up.
And this argument is, none of this is about what just happened.
None of it. And Julia is not seeing any of that. And instead of trying to get understanding, she does dig in and she was like, well, I can't believe it. You just were telling other people you were upset about me and talking about me behind my back. So it becomes which Gabby then digs in.
Yeah.
It becomes a, she said, she said.
I guarantee you, Julia, and Gabby said this, Julia never admits when she's wrong, and she never changes positions.
I can see that.
And I guarantee you, Julia has says, well, if I'm sorry if you think I was involved, too involved in your relationship. I'm sorry if you feel that way. And that's the closest she's ever gotten from Julia.
I don't even think she said that.
Yep. She says, let it go.
Yeah, she doesn't talk about it. I think I hope to God, I kind of want to see it, and I hope not. If Julia ever comes, she's going to meet her maker if she ever has a problem with Hubs, with her roommate.
Agreed.
Telling you that right now.
I don't
it's not
think.
Gonna go good.
That's the thing. Julia is so good at code switching that she turns into a beta. With Lindsay.
I think that's kind of see it. Gabby, too, doesn't, maybe she can't be aware of. I think she's upset in another way, too, because it's upsetting when you're upset at your friend or a family member, but then
when you see them code switch and that's not the person you knew,
yeah,
it's super dysregulating and you're like, wait, what's happening? And it feels, puts you off kilter. And
Julia's trying to be everyone's friend.
Yeah.
She's coming in. I will say, if I was with this person in a house and I was kind of watching around, I'm like, Julia's kind of annoying as hell. I'd probably think that if Julia.
Probably, or she would code switch to you.
That's true.
She'd just compliment
She's
your eyes.
She's everyone's favorite thing.
Eyes and tell
oh,
you,
I love you, Julia.
And tell you you have nice shoulders, and then you would be eating out of the palm
like,
of her hand.
I love Julia. It already happened. I'm that easy.
We all are.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
So can I just point out one more thing?
Yeah.
In the foursome that is Andy, Paige, Austin, and Sierra,
mm-hmm.
Andy chokes Paige.
Okay, you need to give some context because literally people
not,
are like.
Not like chokes her, like he it, like sexually puts his
hand
around
her neck. This is later on, right?
No, when they were in that foursome.
Oh, when they're in the foursome. They were all in the bed.
Yeah.
Y'all, they're all kind of like.
And he was being like super sexual.
Doesn't
and then
the show feels so high school to you?
That's what I'm saying.
It feels very high school.
Doesn't it feel like they're just making people feel that's the desperation of it?
Because they're in the hot tub or they're in their bed. Y'all, and I mean, I never really did this, but like, y'all, when you're in high school, you have to hang out with your group of friends, but you could be in a big bed. But if you're in high school and you're with your girlfriend or boyfriend in bed and your other friend is right beside you, you're all going to make out in the bed.
Right. And Andy loves to do that.
And sometimes
he says.
People even like have sex in front of their, because that's the only place they can do it.
Right.
None Been of there. My male friends had sex in front of me with their girlfriends. I always said I was fine with it.
Because you would have been right there just head in your hands.
I always said, it wouldn't bother me. If you got to do it, I understand.
I'm going to take some notes.
I'm Catholic, so I won't talk about it at Assembly of God. I know people at Stoptown talk. I won't tell anything, Charles.
Stoptown.
Just fuck her in front of me.
Did you hear, and Andrea says, the thing is, I don't want to rush things because I just broke up with my girlfriend. And
who does he say that to?
Austin.
Yeah, he says
he's like,
Austin.
I just want something casual. So,
yeah.
Y'all, Paige don't do casual. We know Paige by now.
She doesn't do casual, but she's not stupid. Paige says,
yeah.
She says kind of in the show, she says, look, I know once a guy fucks me.
And she, especially this
that's
guy.
That's it. And this guy, this is it. But yeah, not only do we find out also with Austin, y'all, he's talking to two other girls right now.
Not Austin, Andrea.
Andy is talking to other people as well.
I will say, this guy's a douche. We knew it from the moment one.
That's why I told you I wasn't. I could tell on episode one his schmarminess.
Oh,
because have you noticed?
I agree with you. I still think he's hot.
But have you noticed his Italian accent is less too?
It is.
I called it all.
It is, but no, I'm taken in by that. Now I will say, by the second day. I don't find him that hot anymore.
If this was in real life, you would still be begging for him to slap his dick on your face.
But then once I would have had it, it would have been over.
Yeah, I don't think you would have. Yeah,
I just need to have it, and then I'm fine.
And then you're fine.
Uh-huh.
So really, you both would want the same things.
Oh, God, we're the same.
Same time.
Same.
Oh, Stream Sisters. Can't wait for it to come back.
No.
The same production company did that Bay show that's coming to Amazon. All that's like the lesbian reality.
Oh yeah,
show.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay's, I think.
Yeah. So y'all, they're going out. The last thing I have is they're going on a double date with Amanda, Kyle, and Austin and Sierra. This is when I felt like things got weird. And I felt like all of a sudden we were on a different show.
It got real pressury again to use that word. It was suddenly like, wait a minute. Austin and Sierra are on a vacation and
they've
they're just
known
hooking
each other
up,
for 4 days.
And now they're dating? Like, I don't want to go on a double date with someone I've seen for a week and a half. I don't want to go on a double date.
I don't know.
Paige is like, I want to go on a date. I was like, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
That's why, is the show trying to establish new relationships?
I don't know.
I thought it was just a vacation show.
I don't know if it's trying to step because it wants to put it for season two when they come back.
Because Summer House was never about that.
No, no.
It was about decompression and people and New Yorkers doing messy things.
Yeah. I honestly think that I think this show would have done much better if it was an entirely new cast of people we didn't know.
True. How would they get people to watch it, though?
I think, well, Summer House started as a show. Like, shows have to start.
That's true.
Like, make a new show. Like,
I think.
But nobody in networks wants to take a chance on anything new.
I think in the current environment that we're in for programming, people are terrified of doing
even
something
if
that
they
is
did
new.
Yeah, that's. But even if they did a show of just, like, Kyle and Amanda don't need to be there. Like, Amanda has served hardly any purpose in this show.
She's there because Kyle's there.
She's there because of Kyle.
And Kyle's there because he wants to sell Loverboy.
Kyle's become the Daniela. He's just talking about work all fucking Winter House.
Danielle.
Same thing. And so I think that if they did the show again next season, it needs to be like Paige and Sierra, and that's it. Everybody else is new. Maybe one guy, like maybe, but again, if Paige and Craig are now dating.
See, I think.
Which I'm obsessed with.
Me too. I think it's great. I hope they grow together. I hope they find a way to grow together.
Yeah.
Because neither of them apart, I think, are going to, they're not going to make it just being themselves.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
So, okay. So my last thing I wanted to talk about was, first of all, this is a little aside. There actually have two. First of all, Paige says she likes Andy's ad, but she's really more into her dad bod. Paige, I love soft in the middle too. Come at me. Come at me, soft in the middle. It's hot.
You're saying you're.
Come at me if you love a little soft in the middle,
you're
ladies.
You're saying like it's something revolutionary.
Hey.
And it's just not.
You've always shamed me for saying it. And
no,
I just want to say that's what I like.
I'm not shaming you. I'm just saying you're talking about it like it's like, y'all, have you heard this thing called a dad bod? I'm really into them.
I've always soft in the middle. And you always go, ugh.
No, it's, you know what, it's not the problem, but it's you say the phrase, and I go, I don't know why, it just does something to me that I don't like to listen to.
Sissies, come at me, let me know. So this is what I would have
called. I like it too. I'm just saying, you're saying that like, I love LaCroix. like you're an outlier.
It's bad for your teeth. So here's something.
How brave you are.
Thank you. Here's where we're going, y'all, and it's going to be a... Just as pumps for one of my favorite shows, Sweet Home Oklahoma.
I wish that show was still on.
I know. It's going to be a lazy Susan of shit sandwiches, y'all. Get ready, as Pump says. So Julia and Gabby are fighting, but guess who is into Julia?
Luke.
Y'all, Gabby's going to freak the fuck out.
Yep.
Out and lose her shit. Mainly, and this kind of shows you how gross Luke is. Luke is like, I really mean to Julia.
What's the boyfriend situation?
But she has a boyfriend, and you kind of think, I kind of thought he would bring it up and that'd be like
And Andy
it.
Says, to be honest, but they're no, on and off.
That's what I'm saying. He brings it up earlier, and then later, he's pumping information from Andy about it.
Yeah.
But then Luke will
know,
make
I've
out
asked,
Julia.
Asked, how solid is your relationship?
So Andy says, why don't you try and investigate? It's not going to go good.
I agree. This series may wind out working for me. Why may wind up working for me because it's so short that I won't have that same fatigue.
Yeah, it's supposed to be six episodes. I saw in the trades. That's what it's supposed to be.
Oh, the trades. But yes, the trades.
But how many times is the show...
Boy.
Plathville,
liars.
We thought was 9 and it was 12, but we don't care.
If you haven't listened to Plathville, it's on our $8 Patreon. Plathville was still my favorite show. Plathville and Pig Royalty, favorite shows of the season.
See, I would love for y'all to listen to our podcast. I'm even if you don't want to listen to our podcast, watch the fucking series.
Watch Plathville.
That last episode.
Welcome to Plathville on TLC.
It is so, so good.
Yep.
It is.
It's a great binge.
It is television that entertains and makes you think about your life.
And informs.
Yes.
Yes.
And we're trying to get Mike Path on the show. Message him
twice. He's here.
I'm blocked now. Don't
still
know
trying
how that
to get that dick pic.
Yeah.
That's the show.
That's the show, everybody. Go to realitygaze.com. Remember, we'd love to see you at one of our live shows coming up. We're excited. More dates will be announced soon.
Yes, we're slowly putting together more cities, you guys.
Slowly. Basically, what we have to do, it takes a while because we have to...
I have to figure out where states where I'm not have outstanding warrants.
Yep. Or where there's an ex-husband who's still really angry at Poodle. And
shows up at the show with a gun. Yeah,
we've got to check into every hotel. His name's got to be like Salty Peter or something like that. So no one knows it's him.
Flim Flanders.
Flim Flanders. There you go.
You see Flim Flanders on a registry.
Exactly. You know that Flim Poodle. Flanders. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all so much for hanging out with us and watching Winter House. And
who's Tracy?
Remember,
who's Tracy?
Who's Tracy? Who's Tracy?
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.